USA Radio News with Lance Pride. 'Cause two out of
three. Grammy winner Meatloaf died Thursday night with his wife Deborah by his side. Meatloaf's longtime friend and agent, Michael Green, says he was 74 years old. A cause of death is not being released. Austria's lower house of parliament voted on Thursday in favor of making COVID-19 vaccinations mandatory by law for most adults starting 1 February. Austria is a landlocked country between Switzerland and Hungary. Ventura and Los Angeles counties in California violated the Constitution's right to keep and bear arms when they shut down gun and ammunition stores in 2020 as non-essential businesses during the coronavirus pandemic. A federal appeals court made the ruling Thursday. The 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals rejected lower court rulings stating governments cannot use a crisis to trample on the constitutional rights of citizens. USA Radio News.
I know you've been waiting a little bit longer than normal.
Jen's manicure spot needs an extra pair of hands.
Who's at the front desk right now?
Someone who's handy with everything from nail files to spreadsheet files.
Deidre's not coming in today, but we have that whole bachelorette party.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to listeners. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Buy One, Get One Free special on Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Call 1-800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Use my promo code USA.
As Arizona wants to loosen mask mandates in schools, there is a threat from the federal government to shut down their funding.
Arizona's Republican AG Mark Brnovich is urging Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen to not defund Arizona schools as the state encourages anti-mask policies. This comes as the Biden administration targets Arizona and other states they say allocated their COVID relief money to other programs that discourage mask wearing and following federal health guidance. A.G. Brnovich joins Fox Business to weigh in.
What the Biden administration is doing is trying to systematically undermine our constitutional rights, and whether that's, you know, what they've done on the southern border, whether it's nationalizing our elections, and now this attempt to insert conditions into federal statutes that Congress didn't include.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
National Football League playoffs continue Saturday and Sunday. USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to listeners. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Buy One, Get One Free special on Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Call 1-800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Use my promo code USA.
Giving a report card to President Biden's first year in office, former White House trade advisor Peter Navarro on Newsmax calls the current administration's stock market a slow-moving crash.
To the question of Biden's mental fitness, I mean, you have to even ask yourself the question, why is he holding a press conference to the nation at that time? I mean, there's this thing called sundowners syndrome, right? Everybody knows that people who have like dementia or diminished mental capacity, by the time 5 and 6 o'clock rolls around, they're done for the day. And Biden has a habit of doing all this stuff early. He's not talking to anybody I know in California. I mean, they're three hours behind on that. Eric, the thing, look, there's so much wrong with the Biden presidency, but what the immediacy for me as I watch the stock market basically go through a slow-moving crash is that both the bond and stock markets are signaling this stagflationary scenario which we're going through, and there doesn't seem to be anybody in the Biden White House who has a handle on controlling either the inflation or stimulating growth. This is what worries me as I see this man who we did not vet properly during the election because the corporate media kind of kept him in the basement, allowed him to stay there. And now, Eric, we're reaping what we've sown.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.